Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Matthew 4, verses 1 to 3, and verse 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry, and the tempter came. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. The story of the Lord Jesus' temptation in the wilderness by the devil has from ancient times been read on this first Sunday in Lent. Here we see him in his great struggle with the ancient enemy of God and man. Immediately after his baptism, the Holy Spirit leads him into the desolate wilderness, and there Jesus fasts for 40 days and 40 nights. St. Matthew tells us that after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was hungry, and the tempter came. Now, it's no secret that we live in an age when I suspect most people find it very difficult to recognize the reality of our ancient enemy and his numerous minions. Most people probably regard all this as at best an outmoded superstition. Not so St. Paul, who says of Satan, "We are not ignorant of his devices." We are not ignorant of his devices. And Paul warns us that our struggle in this life is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Before our first parents rebelled against their Maker, as we heard in the Old Testament lesson today, there was, in fact, a rebellion in heaven. Concerning this rebellion, we have only cryptic references in Holy Scripture, cryptic references, which leave so much that we might like to know shrouded in mystery. But that this rebellion in fact happened is clear and beyond any doubt, and the results of this rebellion are also painfully clear. For in addition to all the evil for which we human beings are responsible, there are in fact present in the universe forces of immense power whose will is always to do evil and to destroy everything that our loving Creator has made. And for many of us, the existence of these demonic powers is no outmoded legend, but a matter of painful experience, such that we can say with the Apostle Paul, "We are not ignorant of his devices." And having known Satan's cunning and guile, we can also affirm with St. Paul, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And with Dr. Luther, we can say of Satan, deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight on earth is not his equal. So we also willingly make our own the words of Dr. Luther's morning and evening prayer in the small catechism. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. There is also this, that when we look at the Lord's Prayer in the original Greek, the prayer of the seventh and last petition is not so much a prayer for deliverance from evil in general. What the Greek text in fact says, and what it in fact means, is this: deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from the evil one. There is, of course, so much that can be said about our Savior's struggle in the wilderness. But for now, let's think briefly about our own struggles in the light of Christ's temptation and his victory over Satan. We call Satan the old evil foe. We speak of him as the ancient enemy of God and man. You might say that what this means is that Satan and his minions are always up to the same old tricks. In the beginning of the human story, Satan dangles before our first parents the delightful prospect of being like God. Says the devil, never mind what God has said. God knows that when you eat of the fruit of the tree, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. You see, Satan entices Eve with bright prospects, with knowledge she never had, and as they say, knowledge is power. And as Satan tempted our first parents, just so he tempts the Lord Jesus by holding out before him these bright and delightful prospects of power to satisfy his hungry, of power to convince astonished people of who he is by leaping safely from the pinnacle of the temple, of power to come immediately into his kingly rule. But of course, all this is on Satan's terms and not according to the will of God. It has often been said that Satan's primal sin was the refusal of God's will, the refusal to serve God. Satan's motto is, I will not serve. I will not serve. But the Lord Jesus says, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And it was by Jesus' way of service, the way of the cross, that Jesus comes to the glory of the resurrection, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Satan enticed our first parents, and also our Lord, with bright and delightful prospects, and Satan continues to do the same thing to us, dangling before us pleasant prospects, but pleasant prospects which involve turning our backs on God. And that is why in the church's litany, which we will pray in our midweek Lenten services, we pray not only in all time of our tribulation, would Lord deliver us, but also in all time of our prosperity, would Lord deliver us. But Satan can also do his dirty work by placing before our minds and hearts the prospect of all kinds of terrible things that might happen to us and to the world. He is past master at trying to do this. And given what the world is and what our fallen human nature is, it's very easy for him to accomplish this evil purpose. That's not to say that we must all be Pollyannas, but it does mean that we must be alert and resist these diabolical successions, which can only make us the hapless captives of our fears. In all circumstances of our life, we are not alone. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, and his holy angels also attend us. When Satan left Jesus, we are told that the holy angels came and were ministering to him. And that is why we also can say, as we did in the hymn we just sang, I walk with angels all the way. They shield me and defend me. All Satan's power is held at bay when heavenly hosts attend me. They are my sure defense, all fear and sorrow hence. Unharmed by foes, do what they may, I walk with angels all the way. And I walk with Jesus all the way. His guidance never fails me. Within his wounds I find a stay when Satan's power assails me. And by his footsteps led, my path I safely tread. No evil leads my soul astray. I walk with Jesus all the way. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.